This episode of the Tech Central podcast is brought to you by Pinnacle, Africa's top ICT distribution business, delivering the exceptional every time. I'm Duncan McLeod, and you're listening to the Tech Central podcast. I'm on an internet call now with Bjorn Dingemans, founder and CEO at Blockmesh, a startup based out of Somerset West near Cape Town that appears to be doing something really interesting with mesh networking technology and cryptocurrencies. They are promising to create the world's first decentralized, cost-free communications network, no less. Bjorn, welcome to the podcast. Please take us through how this company came together, who you guys are, and what it is you're doing.
Thank you very much for having me. Well, our project started a few years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago, where we started addressing the situation with internet and in terms of signal and pricing. We first started off as a small hardware company which specialized in rolling out mesh communications with Wi-Fi routers. So we realized back in the day that, you know, a single internet line could be passed way beyond its original range, and in so if you shared that single connection, you could obviously lower the costs of it. Mm-hmm. This would obviously, you know, create a decentralized connection base for internet and for communications, because, you know, with the era of WhatsApp calling and messaging, you know, internet has pretty much taken over the communication system as well. You no longer need a SIM card or a landline. So we started with this first concept, and then we started realizing, well, I mean, we don't need these bulky routers that are very fixed in your home or your establishment. We could start making the units smaller and lighter. So that's how Blockmesh was kind of born, where we decided, you know, let's turn cell phone devices into mesh networking routers to which we could share communication. And we achieved that, and our product is still new, and it's in our alpha range, but we were able to stitch cell phone and mobile devices together to make a wireless network, just like a cell phone tower, except obviously with a smaller range. That was where our birth was as Blockmesh. Since then, we obviously expanded into a more hardware-based company, where we started specializing in cutting-edge technology. And we brought out a little thing called a Mesh X, which is currently being put through mass production, which is a small little keyring unit that you can just put on your car keys and your cell phone will connect to it. And that would then increase your range to up to 25 kilometers. So you would be able to call, message, or send data to anyone within that radius who has another one of these devices. Kind of like a new age data walkie-talkie.
Okay, it sounds fascinating. I remember years ago talking to the guys from an organization called JWUG, I think it was the Johannesburg Area Wireless Users
Yes.
Group, and they put they were basically a bunch of techies who got together and put antennas on their roofs and created
Yes.
a mesh network in the Johannesburg. I don't know if JWUG is still going, but is this technology kind of an extension to what those guys were doing 10 years ago?
Yes, I mean, what they were doing is, there is still the JWUG and a Cape Town WUG. They used it for primarily data transfers and gaming. So those units are fundamentally what we're trying to do, but they are very fixed units. So as you said, you have to put an antenna on your building, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden you can become a node within a mesh network and share the data. That is, in theory, what we're doing, but we're doing it in a mobile form.
Okay.
Where you don't have to put an antenna on your home, where you can just walk with a small device the size of a USB stick in your pocket and get the exact same output, which is our advantage.
All right. This sounds absolutely fascinating. Before we get into the technology, though, Bjorn, tell me a bit about the company. You're the founder. Who else is involved, and what are your backgrounds?
Well, my background is business ventures and innovation. So I hold many patents in technology and IT. I focus on creating technology that doesn't exist. We call it fringe technology. And then my other co-founder, Jason Chrysal, is a specialist in business development throughout Africa and rolling out connectivity. We have another partner, which is Neil Mahaba, which is a business investor and also a very good business mind. And that is our core team.
Okay.
That drives this product. We have our other junior members, such as Ryan Lloyd, who is our CTO in terms of the technology rolling out. He's currently based out of Mauritius, rolling out our first line of decentralized communication connection.
All right. So let's get down to brass tacks now in terms of the technology. What exactly is mesh networking technology? How does it work? And what spectrum bands do you use?
So to explain mesh technology and maybe to explain our product, the best analogy that I can always use is if you're on a train cart and you have one user per train cart, you are able to send information from the first train cart to the last train cart by hopping each person between that. Which then, if your device, for instance, only has a 200-meter range, if you have 10 people within 200 meters of each other, you'll have a 2-kilometer range.
Mm-hmm.
So we are able to seamlessly stitch ranges of networks together in order to get a further range. But obviously, it's very decentralized, and no one can obviously own it. It's all about the user and the community upholding the network.
So you need I'd imagine you'd need a fairly dense mesh of devices to ensure that you always have connectivity to the network?
It depends on the situation. So, I mean, in built-up areas like cities and everything like that, it's not bad. We've got about 300-meter range on either side of you, so that would make it about 600 meters. But we saw this as a bit of a weakness. And there is quite a few companies in the same space that we are, and they're all using mobile devices. But a mobile device has been made especially to limit this ability,
yeah.
So that you can't create free communication. So we decided, okay, well, then we're going to work outside of the box, outside of the mobile phone itself, and we developed our Mesh X key rings, which then extended to 25-kilometer radius.
Good grief.
Which is a 25-kilometer radius would then connect, you know, with five people between cities, you can connect entire cities. For instance, you know, Somerset West versus Cape Town is about 48 kilometers away. If we had one person in the middle, we could all of a sudden bridge the whole connection. So, you know, that's we're making mobile cell phone towers, effectively.
Yeah.
With 25-kilometer radius, which obviously changes a lot.
With that sort of radius, though, I'm imagining this isn't the keyring device sitting in your pocket. It's some sort of antenna sitting on a building somewhere?
No, this is the keyring device in your pocket.
How does it get such a long range?
We're using a very high spectrum chip, which operates at about 9,200 hertz.
Okay.
So it's very high end, but the data transfer is not massive. We can get up to maybe 300 kilobytes per second.
Okay.
So, I mean, you won't be able to transfer masses, huge files, but you can if you want to, but obviously it would just be slightly slower. So obviously the further the distance that we want to acquire, the slower the speed. But with 300 kilobytes, we'll be able to do voice communication, we'll be able to send photos, texts, anything that your WhatsApp can do, then we'll be able to do as well, is enough.
Yeah, fascinating. So tell us a bit more about this device, this keyring device. Can you buy it now? How does it work? What's the battery life like on it?
So we've just started rolling out the prototypes. So we have the first 15 units have been completed and packaging and everything. So it uses a small little battery, and it uses those little round ones that you use for watches per se. And what happens is we use super low amounts of energy because we're using like a ping technology. So it's not always on. It will ping every, say, 15 seconds for connectivity. Then what we're also working into the device is a recharger, a kinetic recharger.
Yeah.
So even if you are using it in your pocket, it will slowly recharge itself, just like those watches. So as you're moving, it's permanently recharging itself, which obviously increases the battery life. And obviously, if it is completely flat, it will recharge itself over time. Battery hours, full connectivity, we're looking at about 24 hours connectivity. And the cable we're using will be a Y cable, which would allow you to charge your device and your mobile device at the same time from one cable, to obviously make it far more convenient to charge the unit. But it will work beautifully in urban areas. For instance, if your wife has the same keyring, you have your keyring, you guys can call, text, chat, send data files without even having a SIM card in your phone.
Wow. Okay. So this little keyring device then connects, I presume, via Bluetooth or some other technology to your handset?
Yes, so it will be Bluetooth from your mobile device to the handset, and then we found a way to convert data into RF frequency, which is a radio frequency.
Yeah.
So we can then send the data much further. Bluetooth will always be limited to about 200 to 300 meters at maximum.
Yeah.
So converting to, like, for instance, like a police radio or a trucker's radio, we convert it to that. So we can convert RF to digital.
Okay. And the spectrum that you use to connect these devices together, is it, presumably, it's unlicensed spectrum?
Yes, so it's the medical communications 9200.
Hertz?
Yes.
Okay, so very, very low frequencies.
Yes.
All right, okay. And so if I wanted to get one of these devices now, are you selling them yet, or is it still in prototype phase?
So we have just rolled out all the prototypes, and we are going into mass production now. So we should have our full mass production line within the next 6 months.
All right. And is this a technology you've developed? Is it something that's already in the market that you're bringing in from China? Or
no. So ours is completely custom built. Uh-huh. PC boards, everything. We have completely customized it from the ground up. We are using an RF chip that is already in development, which is already used around the world. For obviously, it's tried and tested and licensed around the world. But all of our PC boards, everything else is completely custom made out of China. And that's also where our mass production facility is.
Okay. Let's talk a bit about the cryptocurrency side of things here. Firstly, you ran an initial coin offering earlier this year, if I'm correct. How did that go?
Yes, went very well. It is a different kind of market. So, I mean, we a hardware company that specializes in hardware, but we're also a cryptocurrency blockchain company. So we specialize in the software development and the payment solutions. For any kind of mesh network, everyone has tried to do mesh networking.
Yeah.
And the problem with mesh networking is, in order to be completely decentralized, you need the community to uplift it.
Mm-hmm.
So what we decided to do, the only way to really roll out a mesh network is to incentivize users and community. So we created a cryptocurrency that is based upon this. So, I mean, you can either use the hardware completely on your own, or you can use the cryptocurrency side, or you can use both at the same time. So if users would like to make a income or a profit,
mm-hmm.
they can also buy these units, and they would actually earn a passive income from just having the unit, as our cryptocurrency rewards the user for actually using the unit.
What's the business model in that?
So our business model is, obviously, we're a hardware company, so we make our money on the hardware. For cryptocurrency, we've obviously developed a cryptocurrency which has a coin. Or mm-hmm. coin offering.
That's the mesh token.
That's the mesh token. So we've allocated mesh tokens for a reward system for the next 10 years that if you had to use up to, say, 1.8 gigabytes per month via the key ring or our mobile app device, we will pay you out the coins that we've developed. Our income model is on the hardware side and transaction verification.
Okay. Are users expected to mine tokens when using the platform?
No, so yes and no. So our platform is not a mining platform, it's a reward system.
Yeah.
So for each megabyte that you, in a situation, if you had to send a photo to your wife via our application or hardware, you will then be rewarded with, say, one coin per megabyte that you sent. Because what happens is if there's someone next to you and they also want to send a message, they could use your keyring device without any permissions
mm-hmm.
to also send messages via your device. And any messages that get sent via your device, you then earn a reward for helping stand up the network.
Fascinating. You're also planning to have a way of cashing out of the mesh token, I believe, at retailers?
Yes. So we are securing contracts currently with retailers in order to cash out. So you'll be able to take the digital currency that you're earning through our rewards system and still go and buy a loaf of bread at your local store.
Right.
We feel that that's the industry of cryptocurrency is very up and down, and even Bitcoin itself cannot be accepted locally in South Africa or Africa itself. It's kind of a investment that you can never touch. We did not like that. So what we did was, before we even did the coin offering, we made sure that we could secure the ability for you to be able to get like proper ZAR in their pocket from the currency that we're giving them.
Okay.
Which makes it a tangible digital asset.
Yeah.
If that makes.
What sort of money are we talking here, as a user of this platform? I suppose it's still to be determined, and the value of the token is still to be established. But some guesstimates on what a user might be paid for using Blockmesh. I beg your pardon.
Yes. Yeah, so we've worked it out on our analytics that it would be earning the user roughly around 1,800 rand a month if they had to completely use up the allocated 1.8 gigabytes. But the more users that connect, the lower the reward system will be a month. But we've estimated it on 100,000 users to start with.
Fascinating. And you're aiming this at developing markets, particularly in Africa, I believe.
Yes, Africa. Africa is obviously a huge step and a huge goal for us, because connectivity is you know, about 70% of Africans don't have connectivity in terms of communication, and anyone that does have communication also can't afford the data that it costs to do this. So that is our main aim, to roll out through Africa. But also we have a huge market in terms of tourism. Just, you know, if you had to fly over to France with you and your wife, you know, you won't have roaming necessarily. You can't find Wi-Fi. You can't connect. With our device, you'd still be able to connect to each other anywhere in the world, even on Mars if you'd like to, 25 kilometers from each other. So there is a huge aspect with that where we need zero infrastructure. Like I said, I mean, you could literally take our units to Mars and have a cell phone network.
Yeah.
So it's completely portable.
What's the rollout plan? Do you work with partners to take this to market? Do you just sell direct on your website? What's the model?
So our plan will be to do a. We are in negotiations with large retailers to obviously stock our hardware, but also other sourcing agents that will give us other outlets that will take the units, and then obviously we will also be selling the units ourselves on our website. In both cryptocurrency and in normal currency, obviously a discounted rate at anyone that would buy it in cryptocurrency to support our followers.
Mm-hmm. And how technical do you need to be to set this up?
Zero technical needed. You just need to download our app, turn on the keyring unit, and it will auto-detect each other, and you just accept the pairing.
And you're
once
done.
You've paired it once, it's done.
Wow. Okay. And it's Android. You've got an Android app in the Play Store already, and I believe there's a version for iOS coming soon.
Yes, it's coming soon. And it would seamlessly connect. Even users that don't own the unit, for instance, and it's just within 200 meters of you, will automatically connect to your unit, and you would earn an income from it.
I see. So you don't even need to own this piece of hardware to be able to benefit from the network.
No. If you're in a restaurant and someone in that restaurant has a keyring, you can connect to their unit and use it for free of charge, and that user would then earn our tokens.
I see.
As a reward.
I see. Okay. And if you're connecting to that other user, just trying to get an understanding here in my head of exactly how this works. If I see another device that I connect to, and would I then be using their bandwidth, their mobile package, for example?
No, there's no mobile package used whatsoever. You don't need to even have a SIM card in your phone to operate it.
Okay, so it's a purely peer-to-peer.
Exactly, peer-to-peer, and it's completely secure because the keyring device is a third-party device, so it doesn't hold any information. It completely connects securely and sends data all around. So if you have 10 or 20 units around Joburg or Cape Town, you actually create an entire bubble of free communication. You can just connect to each other and information can flow back and forward.
So where does breakout to the internet happen? Is breakout to the internet even needed?
Well, in terms of just the communication, no, the breakout of internet is not needed for local communication systems.
Yeah.
But we also have another unit called a Mesh X router, which we currently are in the final development phases for, where a user can replace their normal router at their house with our router. And then what that would do is allow users to actually connect to your internet line and pay you to use it. So if in that instance, if you're at a restaurant and you want to connect to and send a message to someone in Germany, if there's no free Wi-Fi available, you can still use our mesh routers, and then that user will then be rewarded in block mesh tokens for allowing you to connect to it.
I see. Okay. So if I've got an uncapped fiber connection at home, I could get one of these routers and then earn passive income from this network.
Like Uber. It's a Uber for communications and data.
Okay. Absolutely fascinating. Now, you're also looking at working on IoT devices. Take us through that.
Yes. So obviously, because the big market at the moment and the big hit word is IoT, everyone wants to get into the Internet of Things space. But currently, it's a very selfish market where, for instance, you know, a group of vending machines will have a little USB dongle with a SIM card in it, and then that device can then connect to a satellite and send the information to the main reconning facility, and then they can record what's going on in that vending machine. With our system is we're trying to create like a localized internet so that, for instance, the Mall of Africa, for instance, could be within this bubble, and any IoT device within that facility won't need a SIM card anymore or internet connection, because everyone walking through the mall will be able to grab the data from that vending machine, and then when they're in a Wi-Fi hotspot, send it back to the reconning facility. So we're trying to lower the connections to internet and rather gather the information and send it from a singular point, which would then obviously create an IoT network like internet.
All right. We've got a question here on WhatsApp from John. He says that you guys have an API for developers and wants to know how developers can make use of that API to develop on top of the Block Mesh platform.
Yes, we haven't released the API as of yet. We're just still working in the keyring ability because we obviously want the hardware and the software all to be completely seamless before we allow developers to start working on the project. But once we are ready, yes, there will be a complete platform available where everyone can develop on top of our platform and have the connectivity.
Okay. So when can John expect that that API to be released?
We're hoping to roll out in the fourth quarter 2018.
Fourth quarter of this year. All right.
Yeah.
Now, Bjorn, you're also developing an advertising platform into this. Please explain how that works.
Yes, I mean, we call it trip advertising. So currently, your advertising model would be set to a very generic location. So where you could, for instance, set the waterfront in Cape Town, you want to do it 50 square kilometer or 10 square kilometer radius of advertising. Or you would have to do a website and do banner adverts. What we've done is, because we're based on GPS and localized mesh networking, we're far more accurate on where a user could be. So if you own a shoe store, for instance, in a mall, with our routers and with our mobile devices, we can use the range of the device as an advertising platform. So if you have a Wi-Fi router inside your shoe store, we can then allow you to push advertise to any user that has the Block Mesh app that allows the permissions for advertising. But as they walk past your store, you can advertise to the person that's on your doorstep. So you have direct advertising. You don't, you know, advertise your shoe store in Joburg if you're based in Cape Town anymore. You can talk to just people in the waterfront directly. So obviously that gives you a lot more bang for your buck, far more direct marketing, and you can always get your clientele that you need.
Can users opt out of the ad platform?
Yes, if they don't want to have it, they don't have to have it. That's all in the permissions.
Right.
But we just find that it's far more accurate in terms of advertising.
Sure. So before I let you go, Bjorn, tell me a bit about the security around this. I'd imagine that security is something you've had to give a lot of thought to.
Yeah, so I mean, we're using obviously the top-end security. With our key rings, as I mentioned, it is a third-party device that holds no memory or data whatsoever. And then in terms of when we use other mobile devices, every single bit of packet data. So we specialize in just the packet data. So as you send a message, it's completely encrypted. It moves over to another device, but never gets stored in the local memory, and it gets sent back again. So it's very highly secure. We use the same security levels as WhatsApp and Skype. So it has been proven, it's been a proven model for years and years and years, and it works seamlessly and flawless with our devices.
And on the cryptocurrency side of things, how do you protect the mesh tokens? Are they protected in an encrypted wallet? How does it work?
Yes. So we have our Block Mesh wallet, and we are one of the only mobile wallets in the world. There's very few of them that hold private keys. So what happens is, in the cryptocurrency industry, is you get private keys and you get public keys. So if you're normally on an exchange, you get a public key, which is you get a slice of pie out of an entire pie. So what happens is there's always users that are involved inside of your pie, which is, we find, the least secure way to hold cryptocurrency.
Okay.
Because effectively you just have a representation of it. We developed our wallets with private keys, which means that even if the user had to lose their password for their wallet, not even myself can get their passwords back. It's 100% owned by them. We can't touch it. We can't edit it. No one can edit it, which is obviously huge bonus for security. Because
right.
Even if my company gets hacked or we lose our data, no one could even get data to our users that hold their own currency.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, Bjorn, this has been an absolutely fascinating discussion. A very interesting company that you founded here. I'm looking forward to getting one of these keyring devices myself and to start to play with it. Perhaps I'll convince my wife to try it as well so we can create our own network. When might I be able to buy one of those through your website?
We're hoping for November.
November this year. Okay, great. Well, I'll bookmark blockmesh.io, which is your website. Anyone who wants any more information about Blockmesh, please go and have a look at that website. Bjorn Dingemans is co-founder and CEO at Blockmesh. Thank you so much for talking to Tech Central today, and all the best with the project.
Thank you very much.